Welcome to the Unmasking Passive Aggression podcast. I'm your host, Alex, and today we'll be taking a deep dive into the world of passive aggression, specifically focusing on how it manifests in family settings and between couples. We'll explore what it is, why people engage in it, and most importantly, how to deal with it effectively. We'll also be discussing the 8 keys to eliminating passive aggressiveness from the book of the same name, which offers valuable insights and strategies for those looking to break free from this destructive behavior pattern. To begin, let's look at a story that illustrates passive aggressive behavior in action between a couple. Meet Sarah and David, who have been married for 5 years. They've been discussing the idea of going on a vacation together, as they haven't had a chance to get away and spend quality time with each other in a while. Sarah has been feeling burned out from work and believes that a vacation would be a great way for them to reconnect and recharge. She's been researching destinations and found a lovely hot spring resort that she thinks would be perfect for them. When she brings it up to David, he agrees that a vacation sounds nice and tells her to go ahead and book it. However, as the vacation days draw nearer, David starts making comments about how much work he has to do and how difficult it will be for him to take time off. He said things like, "I guess I can try to get away, but I don't know how I will get everything done before we leave." Sarah tries to reassure him that everything will be fine and that he deserves a break, but he continues to express doubts. On the day of their departure, David is dragging his feet, taking a long time to pack and get ready. When Sarah tries to hurry him along, he snaps at her, saying, "What's the rush? It's not like this vacation is even necessary." Sarah is taken aback by his comment, realizing that despite his initial agreement, David doesn't really want to go on this trip. As they embark on their vacation, David's passive-aggressive behavior continues. He complains about the resort, the food, and the activities Sarah has planned. Sarah tries to stay positive, but she can't help but feel hurt and disappointed by David's attitude. What Sarah is experiencing is a classic example of passive aggression in a couple's relationship. Despite agreeing to the vacation, David's actions and comments suggest that he never really wanted to go and that he resents Sarah for pushing the idea. Passive aggression can manifest in many ways within families and couples, such as agreeing to do something but not following through, giving the silent treatment when upset, making subtle jabs or backhanded compliments, procrastinating or making excuses to avoid responsibilities, sabotaging a partner's efforts, and refusing to communicate directly about issues. Passive aggression can be incredibly damaging to relationships, eroding trust and creating an atmosphere of tension and resentment. It can also lead to a breakdown in communication and intimacy. So why do people resort to passive aggression in their relationships? There can be many reasons, such as fear of confrontation. Some people may feel uncomfortable with direct conflict and use passive aggression as a way to avoid it. Unmet needs. When someone feels like their needs aren't being met in a relationship, they may resort to passive-aggressive behavior as a way to express their frustration. Learned behavior. Sometimes, passive aggression is a behavior that's been modeled by parents or other family members. Difficulty expressing emotions. Some people struggle to express their feelings directly and may use passive aggression as an outlet. If you find yourself dealing with a passive-aggressive partner or family member, there are some steps you can take to address the situation. First and foremost, it's crucial to recognize the behavior for what it is. By naming the behavior, you can respond to it more effectively. Next, when communicating with a partner, be direct and specific, leaving no room for ambiguity or misinterpretation. Moreover, it is essential to express your own feelings and needs clearly, letting your partner know how their behavior is affecting you. Additionally, setting clear boundaries and consequences is key. Ensure that your partner understands what you expect from them and what will happen if they don't meet those expectations. Lastly, it is vital that you don't engage in passive-aggressive behavior yourself, as responding with passive aggression will only escalate the situation. Now let's talk about how someone who tends to be passive-aggressive in their relationships can change their behavior. The 8 keys to eliminating passive-aggressiveness offers a roadmap. The first step in changing any behavior is to acknowledge your passive-aggressive tendencies and recognize that you engage in it. Next, it is important to identify your triggers. What situations or interactions with your partner or family members tend to bring out your passive-aggressive side? Knowing your triggers can help you anticipate and prevent passive-aggressive responses. Additionally, practicing assertive communication is crucial. Learn to express your feelings and needs directly, using I statements and avoiding blame or accusations. Moreover, it is essential to take responsibility for your actions, owning up to your mistakes and shortcomings rather than making excuses or blaming others. Another key aspect is learning to compromise, as not every situation will go your way, so be willing to find a middle ground and negotiate with your partner. Practicing empathy is also vital, trying to see situations from a partner's perspective, which can help you respond with compassion rather than passive aggression. Furthermore, making time for self-care is important because when you are taking care of yourself physically and emotionally, you are less likely to resort to passive-aggressive behavior. Lastly, if you find yourself struggling to change your behavior on your own, don't be afraid to seek professional help and guidance. Changing passive-aggressive behavior takes time and effort, but it's possible. By being mindful of your actions, communicating openly and directly, and taking responsibility for your feelings, you can break the cycle of passive aggression and build healthier, more fulfilling relationships with your partner and family members. Today, we've taken a deep dive into the world of passive aggression, specifically focusing on how it manifests in family settings and between couples. We've learned what it is, why people engage in it, and how to deal with it effectively. We've also explored the 8 keys to eliminating passive aggressiveness as a guide for those who want to change their behavior. Remember, change starts with awareness and willingness to do things differently. If you find yourself engaging in passive aggressive behavior in your relationships, take heart in knowing that you have the power to change. And if you are dealing with a passive-aggressive partner or family member, remember to set clear boundaries, communicate directly, and take care of yourself. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it with others who may benefit. Join us next time as we continue to explore the fascinating world of human behavior and relationships. Until then, this is Alex signing off.